Well, this week we're taking a look at the 2010 census and the communities that stand to lose the most if they're not counted. We always know that every census time comes around every 10 years, and especially minority activists are out there trying to mobilize their community, Latino communities, Native Americans, non-English speakers, but they're trying to mobilize a new minority community. That would be the people of Minnesota. Minnesotans could suffer some serious consequences if they don't fill out their census forms this year. They could lose a congressional seat. To explain this, we're joined by Tom Scheck. He's been reporting on this for Minnesota Public Radio. Welcome, Tom.
Hi, Celeste.
I want to play a clip from an interview you did with Tom Gillespie, the Minnesota State Demographer.
The question is, do we keep our 8 congressional seats or do we lose a congressional seat? And up until this last year, the bet was a little bit more than 50-50 against us. Now it's a little bit better than 50-50 right now that we would keep that 8th seat.
So, Tom, why are you guys in danger of losing a congressional seat?
Well, Celeste, it's almost like a game of musical chairs every 10 years where there's the Census Bureau takes all these population numbers, and then what happens is Congress has to reapportion seats. So every state in Congress gets one congressional seat, and then they divvy up the other 385 based on population. Minnesota right now has 8 seats, but based on the population estimates and the projections moving forward, it looks like they're going to be the last state out. So they would be the 386th state in terms of that population, which means they would have to lose a seat and then get 7 seats.
Have you lost population?
They aren't losing population. They just aren't growing as quickly as other states. Uh-huh. Minnesota gained about 35,000 people between 2008 and 2009. And when they project out and look, okay, well, let's take a gander and see what's going to happen in July of 2010. When that census is taken, what ends up happening is they say states that are fast growing, Nevada, Florida, Arizona, those types of states are going to gain population faster than Minnesota. This has been a trend that has been going on where states in the Northeast and in the upper Midwest, population hasn't been growing as quickly because a lot of folks have been moving west and to the south.
So, you know, people often don't really pay too much attention to the census. It's always a struggle to get people to fill out their census surveys. But something that people should remember is that they set federal funding amounts based on census population numbers. Can you tell me what kind of funding are we talking about? What kind of programs?
Well, it's billions and billions of dollars, and it's based on two things. I mean, there's money for schools and there's money for health care that gets divvied up in terms of this pie. I think the pie is about $380 billion. So they base those numbers on population. So if you're going to get money for schools, if you're in Minnesota and you're perhaps the 386th state, you're going to see less money than another state like Arizona, Nevada, that is growing more quickly. The other thing that happens is states with a lot of more political clout, members of Congress get to write laws, and they say, okay, well, we're going to set dairy formulas. We're going to set other Medicare pricing going on. You're hearing about the health care debate. Now, what ends up happening is if you have fewer members of Congress, you have less political clout to make your argument when you go to the Hill.
So one thing that I found ironic is that the housing crash in some way is benefiting Minnesota. You have so many snowbirds there that leave for the warmer climates during the winter. And in Minnesota, there's a drive to get them back to Minnesota to fill out their census survey. This is William Frey, someone you spoke to from the Brookings Institute.
In the mid part of this decade, there were some very hot parts of the country. Hot because they had easy loans, affordable homes, places like Las Vegas, Phoenix, Orlando, other parts of the Sun Belt were just attracting migrants in droves.
But after the housing crash, there's fewer people leaving the state during those winter seasons, and that's going to help up the census count there, right?
Well, just to correct that a little bit, there's two things going on. There's the snowbird issue, and then there's also this issue where people aren't moving as much as they were in the past. They said it's the slowest migration that's been going on since World War II. So what ends up happening is, you know, Nevada, Florida, Arizona, the Carolinas, those states were projected in the middle part of the decade to move rather quickly. A lot of people were going to move there by the end of the decade. Those were the projections. Now they're seeing, because people can't sell their houses and they can't find a job, they're not leaving as quickly. That's one of the concerns. The other concern that's happening is Minnesota notices, if anyone ever looks at a weather map in December, January, February, it's really cold in Minnesota, and a lot of retirees
really?
Say,
you don't say.
Yes, it's like 5 degrees
me,
right
sir.
Now. So folks are just like, I'm not staying in Minnesota. I'm going to Florida. I'm going to Arizona. What they're finding, though, is that the way the census is going to be done this year is they send out these envelopes that have barcodes on them. So if these snowbirds who live 8-9 months in Minnesota fill out their census form in March or April when they're in there in Arizona or the other southern state, what they're going to find is that the census is going to be taken, that those folks are going to be recognized in Arizona because of that barcode, or Florida, wherever. And what the folks in Minnesota are doing is saying, you know what, don't fill out your census form while you're living there. Wait till you come back during Easter, April, whenever, and then fill it out there, because then you could be counted in Minnesota.
You know, Minnesota's dealing with the same problem everywhere, which is that people have a hard time making the census a priority. Do the people in Minnesota realize what's at stake?
They do, and Minnesota has traditionally been counted very accurately. One of the things they say is there's not that big of an undercount. North Carolina, South Carolina, there are other states where they don't count as many people as they should. In Minnesota, they do have this civic pride. They usually have the highest rate of voter participation in the state, so they do recognize that. But it comes down to right now about 1,100 people. They're about 1,100 people short of Missouri for that last congressional seat. So every person matters.
That's close. That's down to the wire. Tom Scheck is a reporter with Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks. Coming up, we're going to look at the past decade through the eyes of technology. You know, technology changes so quickly, we all know that, but you'd be surprised at how much it has changed in the past 10 years.
You know, Celeste, earlier I said I have an iPhone app. I mean, my podcast has one, not I have one on my phone.
Right.
That wouldn't
be
worth bragging about.
No, it wouldn't.
Just wanted to clarify.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.